The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Colly Ennis is with me in the meantime, though, the Biodiversity Officer in Trinity College Dublin, to talk about how to deal with insects in the home. Flies, wasps, ants, spiders, you name it. Colly, what is causing these to come into the home in the first place?
Well, I suppose in the case of flies and wasps, which will be the most common that you'll see around this time of year, it's food. It's the fermenting fruit in your bowl. It's the chicken that's left out on the counter overnight. And that's the sort of thing you kind of need to avoid with open windows during the hot spells to keep these kind of creatures away from your kitchen and out of the house.
What about when the weather is particularly warm, the idea that they're coming in to cool down a little bit and catch the shade?
Absolutely. That can be part of the reason why they're in as well. But it's mainly as a source of food. The likes of spiders then, who are generally always in your house. Unfortunately for arachnophobes, they just are. But they're doing a great job of dealing with those other pests that come in. They're always around. Woodlice, other creatures like that, tend to kind of live in behind your cooker or your fridge. And again, the spiders are looking after them. So you have your kind of own little ecological system going on in the nooks and crannies of your home that you don't really know about. The real kind of bothersome insects that come into the house are the flies and the wasps. Again, they have their purpose in nature and they are very important. But my advice to people, especially during the warmer months, the warmer week that we're getting at the moment, is just to keep any kind of source of food covered in the fridge, and that will keep them from being attracted and coming into your home.
And what about for people for whom they are in the home already? What's the best way to catch them and get them out?
Well, first of all, I'd kind of use the old system of a cup with a bit of cardboard and just slide, put, you know, when they start bashing their head against the window, especially with wasps, you can just put the cup over them and slide some cardboard under them and let them out the door. That's a really simple and effective way of doing it. You can actually buy fly traps that allow a fly into it. It's kind of like a thing you hang up, put some bait in it, a bit of rotten apple or something. The flies can go in, but they can't get out, if that makes sense. And then you can screw the lid off and let them go outside. They're really good ways of getting rid of them without, you know, using chemicals, nasty chemicals like insecticides that don't just harm the animals. They're not really good for ourselves either.
A couple of wasps is one thing, and wasps are relatively slow moving as well. So they're not too hard to catch in your glass with a bit of cardboard or paper, as you say, on the window. What about something like ants? You look down, you've got kind of 70 or 80 ants crawling along the side of the kitchen table.
Yeah, yeah. Again, so
ants, you'd be all day trying to catch them.
Yeah, yeah. So ants are looking for food again, and they send out scouts, basically, adventurer ants, to go and look for sources of nutrients. A little sugar cube that fell out of your press and onto the ground behind your sink or your washing machine. One of these scout ants finds it. He lays a little chemical trail that he brings right back to the nest, and then all the others will go and come into your kitchen. And that's why you find them in the kitchen. So again, it's all about keeping the place food-free, cleanly, spotless, so these ants can't leave those chemical trails to let the others know that there's some crumbs around, if that makes sense.
And for people, again, for the ants are there already, I mean, if you just clean up, eventually they will kind of disperse looking for food elsewhere, will they?
They will. They'll get sick of it, because they have nowhere to follow those trails, those chemical trails that I'm talking about that lead them to the cornflakes box or the bit of banana skin or whatever they're feeding off. If you keep destroying them, they have no path to follow. So they just lose interest and go elsewhere.
Colly, listen, sage advice as always. So thanks a million for joining us. Colly Ennis, the Biodiversity Officer in Trinity College Dublin, because I know lots of people with the good weather, the windows are open, so maybe those flies or wasps are coming in to catch the shade, and kids snacking on ice creams and things and leaving the tail end of a Cornetto on the side of a sofa. That's why there's ants crawling up the side of that sofa.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.